I don't give a hoot for the regulations of the sale of liquor. If we must have booze, well, let's sell it in the saloons where it belongs. That's where it belongs. Government regulation of booze has always been worse than when it was in the sale of private hands. For when it was in the sale of private hands, they kept in the saloon where it belongs. What difference does it make whether a man guzzles beer standing at the bar or whether sitting down at a table? Booze sold to a preacher or a high school girl has the same effect as when it's sold to an automobile thief or a horse thief. Congress has passed a law putting $2 a tax on whiskey, and they expect to realize $300 million. That means that the American people have got to buy and drink 150 million gallons a year. They have put $5 a barrel tax on beer. That means the people have got to buy and drink 32 million barrels of beer a year. It doesn't take a lawyer to figure out that if you do that, you take that much money out of the legitimate channels of trade. You spend that much less for food and clothes and boots and shoes and education and automobiles. Oh, America didn't need repeal. She needed repentance. She didn't need rum. She needed righteousness. We don't need Jags. We need Jesus. We don't need more grog. We need more God.
I have the great honor to present the President of the United States.
General Dawes, my friends, I am happy to speak to you from my home on the evening of a Sabbath day, which has been observed in so many of your home communities as Brotherhood Day. The National Conference of Jews and Christians has set aside a day on which we can meet, not primarily as Protestants or Catholics or Jews, but as believing Americans. A day on which we can dedicate ourselves not to the things which divide, but to the things which unite us. I hope that we have begun to see how many and how important are the things on which we are united. Now, of all times, we require that kind of thinking. There are honest differences of religious belief among the citizens of your town, as there are among the citizens of mine. It is a part of the spirit of Brotherhood Day, as it is a part of our American heritage to respect those differences. And it is well for us to remember that this America of ours is the product of no single race or creed or class. Men and women, your fathers and mine, came here from the far corners of the earth with beliefs that widely varied, and yet each, in his own way, laid his own special gift upon our national altar to enrich our national life. From the gift that each has given, all have gained. This is no time to make capital out of religious disagreement, however honest. It is a time rather to make capital out of religious understanding. We who have faith cannot afford to fall out among ourselves. The very state of the world is a summons to us to stand together. For as I see it, the chief religious issue is not between our various beliefs. It is rather between belief and unbelief. It is not your specific faith or mine that is being called into question, but all faith. Religion in wide areas, in many parts of the earth, is being confronted with irreligion. Our faiths are being challenged. And so it is because of that threat that you and I must reach across the lines between our creeds, must clasp hands and make common cause. To do that, we'll do credit to the best of our religious tradition, it will do credit also to the best in our American tradition. The spiritual resources of our forebears have brought us a long way towards the goal that was set before the American nation at its founding as a nation. Yet I do not look upon these United States as a finished product. We are still in the making. The vision of the early days still requires the same qualities of faith in God and man for its fulfillment. No greater thing could come to our land today than a revival of the spirit of religion, a revival that would sweep through the homes of the nation and stir the hearts of men and women of all faiths to a reassertion of their belief in God and their dedication to His will for themselves and for their world. I doubt if there is any problem, social, political, or economic, that would not melt away before the fire of such a spiritual awakening. And I know of no better way to kindle such a fire than through the fellowship that an occasion like this makes possible. For Brotherhood Day, after all, is an experiment in understanding, a venture in neighborliness. I like to think of our country as one home in which the interests of each member are bound up with the happiness of all. We ought to know by now that the welfare of your family or mine cannot be bought at the sacrifice of our neighbor's family, that our well-being depends in the long run upon the well-being of our neighbors. This good neighbor idea, this good neighbor ideal, as we are trying to practice it in international relationships, needs to be put into practice in our community relationships. When it is, we may discover that the road to understanding and fellowship is also the road to spiritual awakening. At our neighbor's fireside, we may find new fuel for the fires of faith at our own hearthsides. It would be a fitting thing, I think, for an organization such as the National Conference of Jews and Christians to undertake this kind of a project in neighborliness. I should like to see associations of good neighbors in every town and city and every rural community throughout our land. Such associations of sincere citizens, like-minded as to the underlying principles and ideals, would reach across the lines of creed or of economic status. It would bring together men and women of all stations in life to share their problems and their hopes and to discover ways of mutual and neighborly helpfulness. Here, perhaps, is a way to pool our spiritual resources, to find common ground on which all of us of all faiths can stand, and thence to move forward as men and women concerned for the things of the Spirit.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have heard the President of the United States speaking from his study in his home at Hyde Park, New York.